The Cuauhtémoc Market in Ciudad Juárez is perhaps a mile from El Paso, Texas. At one of the most popular spots, Doña Chole's, owner Marta Elena Ramirez Garcia sits at the cash register underneath a photo of her son, Osvaldo Ramirez, dressed in his U.S. Navy uniform. Osvaldo is stationed in the Persian Gulf. His mother said he completed his service several months before the war began, but decided to re-enlist.
Pues yo me siento mal en primer lugar, porque él no tenía necesidad de irse, pero
because he didn't have to go, but that was his idea to be there. You know that in the United States, one is better off economically. There are a lot of benefits. You have to recognize that. And it was his will. It wouldn't have done any good for me to try to stop him.
Ambivalence is a common thread among Juarez families with relatives fighting for the U.S. armed forces in Iraq. Surveys show between 70 and 80% of Mexicans siding with their president, Vicente Fox, in opposing the war. Domitilia Gonzalez de Carrasco worries about her son, Benjamin Carrasco Gonzalez, who's stationed with the Navy on the USS Rushmore in the Persian Gulf. But she also opposes the war. Domitilia and her husband have five sons. Four were born in Juarez, but Benjamin was born while the family was living in El Paso. As a U.S. citizen, he could go to school across the border. His parents thought he'd get a better education there. So once he got his driver's license, Benjamin drove each day across the bridge to attend Bowie High School. It was there, 6 years ago, that he was recruited by the Navy. Domitilia was so opposed to the decision that the recruiter brought her over to El Paso to meet with him.
Yo me opuse mucho, yo me opuse mucho, yo no quería. Yo no quería, porque él se crió en Juárez y yo le expliqué que yo no aceptaba esto de la Navy porque...
I really opposed it. I didn't want it. I explained to him that I didn't accept it, my son joining the Navy, because, well, for fear that one day there would be a war. But he told me my son wouldn't run any risks because he had done so well on the Navy's exam that he would more likely be working in an office and that they wouldn't send him to the front.
Su tipo de trabajo que él va a estudiar, lo que va a hacer, no lo van a mandar al frente.
Now that her son has been deployed to the Persian Gulf, Domitilia wishes she hadn't been so eager to send him across the border. Benjamin's father doesn't completely agree with his wife. He says their son knew the dangers he might face, but weighed them against the benefits he would gain. Benjamin Sr. says their son has been very happy in the Navy. He's risen in rank, saved money, studied engineering, and been selected for the Navy's national soccer team. At this point, Benjamin Sr. wonders whether his son is more Mexican or American.
Aunque Estados Unidos tiene ese compromiso de ir a esa guerra.
Since the United States has this commitment to this war, we think that Benjamin is part of the United States. He's part of the United States, right? So he has to fulfill his obligation, and we feel anguish. But up to a certain point, he knew what he was getting into, the danger he could face, the danger a lot of people are facing.
A few miles away from Domitilia's workplace, in a brand new subdivision of yellow, pink, and orange houses, 19-year-old Roxana Ayala struggles to understand a letter in English she's just received from the U.S. Army. At times giggling and at times crying, she appears much too young to be the wife of a soldier. Her husband, Sergeant Hugo Vasquez, is with the Army's 2nd Infantry Division. He was deployed 6 months ago to Kuwait. She doesn't know where he is now. The last word she heard from him was a letter dated March 10th.
Hola, mi vida. ¿Cómo siguen tú y la niña? Nosotros estamos.
Hello, my darling. How are you and how is our little girl? We are living here in the camp. They took us from the place where we were before because it was filling up. Now we're living inside the tanks.
Hugo was born in Michoacán, but raised in California. Roxana says he joined the Army with the hope of getting a college degree in criminal justice. The couple met while Hugo was on leave from the base in Colorado. He completed his service in 2001 and then spent 6 months looking for work. Facing unemployment and with Roxana pregnant, he decided to re-enlist. Roxana believes that the United States and her husband are fighting for a just cause.
Pero no me hubiera gustado que mi esposo estuviera allá.
But I haven't liked it that my husband is there. It's difficult because on the one hand, you want to defend something, but at the same time, no, because you don't want your own family involved.
Before Hugo was deployed for Kuwait, he and Roxana spent 7 months on the Fort Stewart Army Base in Georgia. It was Roxana's first time living in the United States. At first, she encountered isolation, but eventually found friends among the Spanish-speaking wives of other soldiers. But here in Juarez, Roxana doesn't know any of the other families with relatives in the U.S. Armed Forces. And although an Army spokeswoman said assistance is available for all families of troops, regardless of whether they are in the U.S. or Mexico, Roxana says she doesn't know who or where to call for help.
Me siento muy nerviosa porque...
I'm really nervous because it has been a month now, and he doesn't write by internet and he doesn't call me on the phone. My mother tries to call me, but there are times when I just can't stand the pressure.
While the Mexican families of U.S. troops worry and await news, others are trying to sign up with the U.S. Armed Forces. Rumors that the U.S. military was recruiting Mexicans with the promise of citizenship have brought hundreds of Mexicans to the doors of U.S. consulates throughout the country. Recently, the consulate here in Juarez put out a press release to dispel the rumors. It reads, in part, "Any promise of U.S. citizenship or legal residency in exchange for enlisting in the armed forces is false." For Latino USA, I'm Barbara Ferry in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.